Hi there. Welcome to Alone But Not Lonely, the site for the single person learning to become comfortable with living alone, not necessarily by choice, but due to circumstances and a lack of viable selections. I am Selena, your host on this journey. Before we begin, please accept this as a disclaimer. I do not offer advice. I only offer suggestions. I offer suggestions so that the person listening can exercise his or her right to choose. What worked for me may not necessarily work for you. Now, having said that, let's begin our journey. Today's journey is named Honesty. The truth only hurts once, but a lie hurts over and over again. Think about it. When a person tells a lie, they're attempting to change reality. Recently, Jimmy Kimmel was interviewing Jason Bateman. I began viewing the show in the middle of Jason Bateman's relating an anecdote about his daughter. Apparently, she wanted to know the truth about the Easter Bunny. Of course, he didn't want to tell her the truth, as some parents don't. But once she asked him to pinky swear, he was forced to honor the code. So he told her the truth. There isn't an Easter Bunny. By the time he completed his story, he had pinky squared the truth with his daughter about the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. Bravo to him. It reminds me when I told my sons that there isn't a Santa Claus. Now, as a hard-working parent, I was not going to allow some fictional character to take credit for the hours I spent shopping for presents as well as having to actually go to work every day to earn the money necessary to purchase what my kids thought they wanted. Children learn how to lie from their parents. The first lies parents tell their children are, in fact, about Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy. However, by being truthful, both Jason Bateman and I began to build a true bond of trust with our respective children. Another instance where I often encounter lies is within my profession. As an educator, it's often necessary to ask a student something simple like, "Be quiet." More often than not, he'll say, "I wasn't talking." Okay, so the student is asking me, who am I going to believe? His moving lips or my lying ears and eyes? It just doesn't make sense. You see, I'm not only looking at the student speak, but I can also hear him. Yeah, because lying is second nature to the average teenager. She or he attempts to change the events occurring at the moment. If I retort with, "I'm watching your lips move and I can hear the sound coming out," the student still wants to debate reality. You see, in her mind, if she says it enough times, she believes that she can convince me, that what I saw and heard was just an illusion. Not. Fortunately for me, I live in reality. I'm in my right mind. It hasn't been altered by any outside substances. Therefore, I know that what I've seen and heard is what I really saw and heard. So there's not any doubt in my mind about what's true or false in an instant like this. You know, only a lack of sleep can actually alter my perception of what's real. Other than that, I'm woke. Did you know that typically a person tells some version of the same lie 6 times before she or he will confess the truth? When I'm working, I don't have that kind of time. You see, when I know the truth, it's not necessary for me to debate its veracity. I give a person one chance to acknowledge the truth, then I simply cut to the chase. And I let the person know that if you believe those lies, go tell them to somebody else who's willing to believe them. And it's obvious that reality will prove otherwise. I remember once I was going out, nothing really special, but I like to look nice when I leave the house. So I asked my oldest son, who was a teenager at the time, how I looked. From his bedroom, he glanced at me, then said I looked fine. Since his was a cursory look, I asked my younger son, because, you know, it seems like before kids become teenagers, their innocence remains intact. Thus, their honesty as well. At first, he seemed reluctant to answer, but he told me the truth. I wasn't looking as good as I thought I was. Wow, how refreshing. Now I know the truth. I can take action. So I changed clothes and I put on something that made me look more attractive. I could trust my younger son's opinion. You see, people who tell the truth are trustworthy people. People who simply tell me what I want to hear are not doing me any favors. I'm capable of lying to myself. However, I adhere to Shakespeare's admonition, to thine own self be true. When I'm honest with me, then I can be honest with you. As you can see, however, there are times when I'm unsure about some things. That's when I have to seek the opinions of others. It's unrealistic to believe that a person can be 100% sure of themselves in every aspect of their life. For instance, how an outfit looks, because as women, our body changes. Now, I don't have to be brutal with my honesty. I can season it with salt, as the saying suggests. However, if I practice telling the truth, because I understand that the truth only hurts once, but a lie hurts over and over again, then I can practice being honest. And when I'm honest, I can live with me, and I can live with you. So, even if the truth hurts, it only hurts once. And I found that honesty truly is the best policy, because it allows other people to trust me. So, even though I may be alone, I'm not lonely. Until next time, this is Selena, your host for Alone But Not Lonely.